a radiance in the gulag, the Catholic witness of Nyones Adunate, translated by Reverend Casimir Pugevelisus and Marian Sabiskis. Trinity Communications, Manassa, Virginia, 1987. Goodness and kindness pursue me every day of my life. Psalm 23:6. Introduction. This is a contemporary Catholic counterpart to the Diary of Anne Frank. It is the fragmentary story, in her own words, of a very courageous and deeply spiritual woman who, at this very moment, dares to stand up to tyranny and falsehood and is willing to pay the price. The author, Nyones Adunate, was a year old when Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin agreed in the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact of 1939 to divide Europe between the communists and the Nazis, bringing on World War II. One of the pawns in the act was Lithuania, a modern democracy about the size of West Virginia across the Baltic Sea from Sweden, whose population of some 3 million was 85% Roman Catholic. In 1987, Lithuania celebrates 600 years as the last European nation to accept Christianity, the youngest daughter of the Church. Nyole was 2 years old when Lithuania was absorbed by the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. She was 3 when some 38,000 Lithuanian leaders, intellectuals, and peasants were packed into cattle cars by the Russians on June 14th and 15th, 1941, and deported to a living death in Siberia, the beginning of mass deportations over the next decade, in which 1 out of every 10 Lithuanians were sent to Siberia. Nyole's earliest memories are associated with the Nazi occupation of her country, 1941 to 1945, the return of the Russians, and a decade during which Lithuanian partisans courageously resisted the Red Army, waiting in vain for help from the West. From the first, every effort was made by the communists to destroy the church and, if possible, to uproot the religious faith of the Lithuanian people. Nyole began her formal education in a school system intent on distilling atheism in the children. The leaders of the Lithuanian hierarchy were killed or imprisoned. Half the churches were destroyed, closed, or desecrated. Half the clergy were killed, imprisoned, or exiled. All religious orders, church institutions, publications, and organizations were suppressed. Those who continued to practice religion became second-class citizens. The terror continued after Stalin's death. Bishop Vincentius Studevicius was exiled from his diocese in 1959, and Bishop Julianus Stepanovicus in 1961. The newly built Church of Mary, Queen of Peace, in Klaipeda was confiscated and converted into a concert hall in 1961, and the clergy who built it were imprisoned. By the time Nyole was a young woman, national and church resistance to the Soviets in Lithuania appeared broken. Then, during the 1960s, a spiritual renewal gradually manifested itself, leading to the appearance of the clandestine Chronicle of the Catholic Church in Lithuania and a score of other Lithuanian smazda, self-published material without government approval. Since then, there have been scores of petitions signed by hundreds of thousands of Lithuanians who brave harassment by the KGB and worse to demand their rights under Soviet and international law. There have been other signs, too, of stiff religious resistance to the imposition of atheism on a populace with deeply Catholic roots, including the Lithuanian version of the Solidarity Movement, though there seems to be no formal connection with that Polish phenomena. Nyolės Adunate has been a leader in the contemporary revitalization of Catholicism in Soviet-occupied Lithuania. This is her story in her own words, which she entitled, How I Became a Target of the KGB. Dr. Thomas Bird, Professor of Slavic Studies and Political Science, Queen's College of the City University of New York. Publisher's note. This book has been edited into a unified whole from separate manuscripts smuggled out of Lithuania over a period of years and translated under the auspices of Lithuanian Catholic Religious Aid in New York. To provide detailed information about the nature of the manuscripts and the manner of their arrival would only jeopardize those who have risked much to make their publication possible.